Hello, boys and girls. I'm Matt Bryant, kicker for the Atlanta Falcons. Today, I'm going to read Big and Small, written and illustrated by Alex Latimer. Before this morning, Pig's nose had never squeaked, not even once. But since this morning, all it ever did was squeak. It squeaked during breakfast. It squeaked while he was feeding pigeons in the park. And it squeaked nonstop in the bath. So Pig got the big medical book down from his bookshelf and looked up squeaky nose syndrome. But there was nothing in the book about it. Pig touched his nose. It felt normal. Then he breathed in through his nostrils. They worked fine. Finally, he squinted and peered down his snout. There, standing on the end of his nose, was a tiny bug, and it was waving and squeaking like crazy. "Hello," said Pig. "Squeak, squeak," replied Bug. Pig could tell by the way that Bug was waving and squeaking that he wanted to be friends. So Pig got his tandem bicycle out of the shed. And Pig and Bug rode down to the park together. Pig couldn't help feeling as though he'd done most of the pedaling. To make up for Pig having to do all the work, Bug gave Pig a delicious cake he'd baked that very morning. Pig just ate the whole thing in one bite without appreciating the way Bug had decorated it. "How about a game of chess to cheer you up?" asked Pig. By the time Bug had made the first move, Pig was fast asleep. When Pig woke up, Bug had knitted a matching pair of sweaters, one for himself and one for Pig. Although Pig said he liked his new sweater very much, he couldn't fit it over his head. Pig and Bug were very sad. They tried so hard to be friends, but it just wasn't working. So they said goodbye and parted ways. Just then, as Pig was walking away, the wind picked up and blew a newspaper right into his face. And this is what Pig saw. "That's it," shouted Pig, and he scooped up Bug in his hand. "I found something that we can do together." Pig rushed off to the movies. "A ticket for one seat, please. My friend will sit on my ear. And just one box of popcorn," said Pig. Bug doesn't eat much at all. They were almost late for the start of the show, but Bug helped Pig to find a way to their seat in record time. Then the movie started. When Bug got scared, he hid behind Pig's ear. And when Pig didn't get a joke, Bug explained it to him. When the movie was finished, they walked home and talked all about it. They were thrilled they had found something that they both enjoyed doing. It made them think of a few other things that they could do together as friends. The next day, they visited an art gallery, the aquarium, and the theater. They ate out at a restaurant, spent a few hours at the zoo, and relaxed on the beach. They had a great time, and they found that they had loads in common. Of course, there were still things that they didn't enjoy doing together. Bug didn't like playing catch, and Pig didn't like playing hide and seek. Bug always found him in a flash. But finding Bug took days. But there were lots more things that they did enjoy doing together. They forgot that one of them was big and the other was small. Best friends don't care about silly things like that. "I'm Elephant. Can we be friends?" Well, I hope you enjoyed the story of Pig and Small. And I hope you understand that we can all be friends no matter how big, how small, how tall, how short. Tune in next week with Read with the Falcons.